Well, hello everybody. Hello and welcome to Essex Church, where this community of Kensington Unitarians meets each week. Welcome to our winter solstice celebration, for we meet today on what is the shortest day of the year here in the Northern Hemisphere. When the weather outside is nippy and the days are short and the nights are long, it feels particularly appropriate, I think, to get together with other people in a spiritual community such as this, to turn aside from the material world for a while, to tend to deeper matters, to recognize an inner world that moves to a different rhythm. So I invite you to use this next hour, if you wish, to consider what would make this Christmas and this midwinter a time of nourishment for you, a time in which your spirit both gives and receives that which can strengthen you in times of darkness, and soften your heart. May the stresses and the strains of our everyday lives drop away now and leave us free to explore deeper mysteries and deeper truths. Deep calls unto deep. Joy calls unto joy. Light calls unto light. Let the kindling of these flames rekindle in us the inner light of love, of peace, of hope. And as one flame lights another, nor grows the less, let us pledge ourselves to be bearers of the light wherever we are. You. Now, not many people would know the answer to this question if it appeared in a pub quiz. And here it is. In which town was the first blue plaque erected in memory of a witch and placed on a council property? If you look at our first carol today on the green sheet, you'll see that Doreen Valiant wrote these alternative pagan words to the traditional carol, The Holly and the Ivy. And it was in 2013 that Brighton and Hove Council placed a blue plaque on the block of flats in which Doreen lived. So I invite you to sing with gusto for Doreen and for small steps in reclaiming our pagan traditions, The Holly and the Ivy.
Thank you. winter solstice happens in nature around us, but it also happens inside of us, in our souls. It can happen inside us in summer or winter, in spring or in fall. In the dark place of our soul, we carry secret wishes and pains and frustrations, loneliness, fears, regrets, and worries. Darkness is not something to be afraid of. Sometimes we go to the dark place of our soul where we can find safety and comfort. In the dark place in our soul, we can find rest and rejuvenation. In the dark place of our soul, we can find balance. And when we have rested and been comforted and restored, we can return from the dark place of our soul to the world of light and new possibilities. In her book, Dreaming the Dark, Starhawk reminds us of the healing power of darkness and encourages us to look deeper into the dreaming potential of dark. She writes, "We need to dream the dark as process and dream the dark as change, to create the dark in a new image. Because the dark created us, the turning dark, change. The velvet dark, skin soft in the night. The stroke of flesh on flesh, touch, joy, mortality. Birth-giving dark, seeds are planted underground. The womb is dark, and life forms itself anew in hidden places. The question of the dark has become a journey. How do we find the dark within and transform it, own it in its own power? How do we dream the dark into a new image, dream into actions that will change the world, where the dark is kind and charged with a friendly power, the power of the unseen, the power that comes from within, the power that is the spark of every nerve and every life of every breath."
And poet David White takes that idea of darkness further in his poem, Sweet Darkness. "When your eyes are tired, the world is tired also. When your vision has gone, no part of the world can find you. Time to go into the dark, where the night has eyes to recognize its own. There, you can be sure, you are not beyond love. The dark will be your womb tonight. The night will give you a horizon further than you can see. You must learn one thing. The world was made to be free in. Give up all other worlds except the one to which you belong. Sometimes it takes darkness and the sweet confinement of your aloneness to learn anything or anyone that does not bring you alive is too small for you." I invite you now to join me in a time of prayer and reflection. This prayer honours those who have died in places of education and it will be followed by a unison reading on this green sheet, so you may like to get that ready. A unison reading of The Light is Reborn. And I'm calling now on the divine spirit of life and of love, the God of our hearts and our understanding, to be with us now and to bless this time that we spend together. This morning I pray for all those who died and suffered such trauma in the attack on a school in Peshawar in Pakistan. I pray for all those whose schools continue to be attacked in places like Nigeria and Afghanistan and many other places around our world. Let us pray for all the children of our world that they might be educated in loving and open-minded ways. Let us pray for the teachers who dedicate their lives to expanding the lives of their pupils. Let us pray for the leaders of our world that they might acknowledge the complexities of the situations they attempt to deal with. Let us pray for those who use violence to achieve their own ends. And as we condemn that use of violence, may we seek to comprehend why some people feel that is the only way to be heard. In our own minds and hearts, in our own little lives, as well as in the great life of our world, may we move beyond dualities and polarities and find a oneness great enough to contain all that is. Help us, Great Spirit, to loosen the cords of habits of thinking from time to time, so that we might be refreshed in our perceptions and opened once more to new possibilities in life. May we sing old songs as if for the first time, greet old companions as new and wondrous beings, in whose presence we are both delighted and curious. Let us take nothing for granted, that even something as the rising of the sun on winter solstice dawn could encourage us to kneel in awe and wonder and gratitude for this miracle that it is to be alive. And in a short silence now, let us each reflect, saying our own prayers, thinking our own thoughts at this time. For silence, for companionship, for singing, for the turning of the year, for all this and more, let us give thanks this day. Amen. And we invite you to join in with the responses in this unison reading. The light is reborn. In times of darkness,
the light is reborn.
When the animals sleep,
the light is reborn.
When the leaves have all fallen,
the light is reborn.
When the rivers are frozen,
the light is reborn.
When the ground is hard,
the light is reborn.
When the shadows grow long,
the light is reborn.
When warmth has fled,
the light is reborn.
When we most despair,
the light is reborn.
In the darkest night,
the light is reborn.
Thank you.
For the next 5 minutes, I'm going to share with you some of my thoughts about what the winter solstice means to me. I grew up for many years of my childhood in a thatched cottage in the countryside. And being a thatched cottage, it was full of wooden beams. And every year in the middle of December, my dad would go out over the fields to collect holly and ivy and to decorate the home by pinning it up to the beams throughout the house. The names winter solstice or earth-centered spirituality was never mentioned, as far as I recall. And Christmas was very, very traditional for us, with a Christmas tree and our visit to the Catholic Church, as we did every week. But through this yearly holly and ivy ritual, what was subtly woven into my life was a great respect and deep reverence for nature, which I hold to this day. I moved away from Catholicism in my teens and didn't explore any forms of religion again until my mid-20s. In the start of 2000, I came across books on Wicca, and I found that some aspects of it really resonated with me very deeply. Looking back, I can see why. As Wicca is a religion which, amongst other things, honours nature and celebrates 8 seasonal festivals known as Sabbats. These Sabbats include the spring and autumn equinoxes and the summer and the winter solstice. The winter solstice over the years has become more and more important to me. And the summer solstices too, but I guess that with lots of people celebrating Christmas at this time of year, it's easy for me to openly express and share what's important to me in a way that people are familiar with. So, for example, I might give cards and write a greeting inside, such as greetings for the season, instead of writing Merry Christmas. Or if I go to a party, I might take a Yule log instead of taking mince pies. And that's a chocolate Yule log, because actual Yule logs were traditionally burnt throughout the midwinter solstice night to encourage and celebrate the returning strength of the sun. And in later years, it continued to be burnt for many nights after. This annual event, when the Earth's northern hemisphere is furthest away from the sun, I see as an opportunity for me to really connect with a greater truth that I hold, that I really am part of the fabric of the Earth. I remember as a child being made to go on long walks in the countryside, and in reflection, what I developed through this was an unconscious awareness of my connection with the earth and the interdependent ecological web of existence. Even now as an adult, when feeling out of balance by the push and pull of my busy city life, being out in nature is what reharmonizes and rebalances me most easily. And I believe that this is because, in truth, as human beings, we're interwoven by the very nature of our existence into the rhythms and cycles of this world and this earth, which in turn is intertwined with the rhythms and cycles of the rest of the universe. And for me, at the equinoxes, and especially at the winter solstice. This is what I celebrate, and this is what I honour. And I wonder, if anything, what this time of year means for you. Thank you. Blessed be.
And so, on this, the shortest day, may the long-time sun shine upon you, may all love surround you, and may the pure light within you guide your way on. Amen. Go well and blessed be.